shining through me? And I begin to search the Scriptures. A lot of times I say no. I have to be honest. Another Scripture comes to me, Matthew 7:21, I believe. Not everyone that crieth, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. I talk to people pretty much every day. Sometimes nothing happens. Sometimes they get upset. Sometimes they say hallelujah and walk away. It's amazing. But a lot of times I get an excuse that they cannot live according to God's Word. It's too difficult, too easy. They don't believe it. But then there are those who are in churches, in congregations. And when I say church, I'm not talking about a building. I'm talking about the body of Christ. That is the true church, the body of Christ. If you have been born again, if you have accepted, confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and believe in your heart that He was raised from the dead by Father God, whoo, you are in the church. There's only one church. And in John chapter, I think it's 12, it says, to all that received Him, Him is Jesus Christ, all that received Him, He gave them power to become sons of God. Everything. He gave them power to be sons of God. There is no excuse that I cannot live according to His Word because Him, Jesus Christ, lives in me. He's alive. It's not a philosophy. It's the truth. Jesus Christ is alive. And He loves each and every one of us. He loves everyone. He loves the sinner. Probably more than He loves me. Because that love will bring that sinner in. It brought me in because of His love. And then when it brought me in, Jesus, Scripture says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And that truth begins to work, create a new me. In Matthew chapter 11, it says, come unto me, all ye that are labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Come unto me, learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you will find rest unto your souls. For my, what? My yoke is easy and my burden is light. Now those are easy scriptures, and we quote them over and over. But Jesus said, come unto me and learn unto me. Learn of Jesus. What's the purpose of all teaching? The purpose of all teaching is to effect a behavioral change. And if I'm learning of Jesus Christ, it should be affecting my life. Jesus said, He is the light of the world. He that followeth me shall never walk in darkness. Never, never, never walk in darkness. But walk in the light of life. Jesus Christ is that light of life. We can walk according to His Word. He expects us to walk according to His Word. No matter what our situations, no matter what we're going through, we can still give Him glory for one reason: salvation, the atonement that He went to the cross. He died for you and I. He died for the world. And then the Lord said something else. He said, the church, His body, needs to be showing that light. For the time is short. It's shorter than we can imagine. I've been reading Revelation. And you can take this with a grain of salt or what you want. But I believe we're in the sixth seal. Not in the tribulation. But there are seven seals, and I believe we're in the sixth seal. It's been opened. We've seen earthquake, pestilence, famine, shortages. We've seen all of this. We don't have the time that we really think we have. And He tells us, forget about yesterday. And He's looking for a personal, close relationship. Remember Abraham? We're supposed to have faith. Believe, trust, and have faith. Those of you who are scholars, I'm not a scholar, but that word, believe, trust, and faith, you cannot separate them. Because faith means that I believe. Believe in what? Something I cannot see, but I know to be the truth. If God's Word is truth, I can believe it. I can have faith in it. I can trust in it. I can rely on it. Who else am I going to rely on? No one. No one but God. All week long, He's been bringing a song into my heart. Would you put that up now? Blessed Assurance. Hallelujah. Can you all read that? I'm going to sing that song for you, but I don't want to sing it myself. It is my testimony. Whew. I've had that blessed assurance. I'd like for y'all just to join in with me. And if you have the blessed assurance, let the Lord know it. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchased of God. Born in His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Mission, perfect delight. Now burst on my sight. Angels descending. Whispers of love. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song. Praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission. At rest. I in my Savior am happy and blessed. And waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, lost in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. I love that song. It's just been stirring in me. But there's one thing, and it says, filled with His goodness. In verse 16 of John, it says, of Him we have all that were received. In Colossians, it says, we are made complete in Him, who is the head of all principality and power. We are complete in Jesus Christ. We are complete in Jesus Christ. He needs and wants and demands a relationship from each and every one of us. Now, the pastor spoke last week recommending to pray, to read the Scripture every day. I agree with that. Because I have found out over the period of years, months and weeks, the body needs nourishment. We need, and most of us probably are maybe a little overnourished. But you know one thing about the Spirit? We are spirit. It tells us in Thessalonians, we are spirit, soul, and body. If our spirit is right with God, we don't have to worry about the body. We don't. Because we have been purchased with a price. We have been purchased with the blood of Jesus Christ. He went to the cross for us. And so why can we not? And there's four words that He gave me years ago. Submit, surrender, commit, and obey. Whew. He's still teaching me. He's teaching me to trust. He's teaching me to trust today. And I talked to the pastor about this morning. I have to trust Him for everything. I have to walk in that trust. I don't have to. I choose to. I choose. It is my choice. He's given me a free will. And my free will is to do His will. He says, forget about David McGonigal. He doesn't amount to much. But Jesus Christ who's in me. He is the truth. He is walking, talking, speaking the truth. He is thinking that truth. He's living that truth. I was in a place the other day, and this is not about me. It's about the Lord Jesus Christ. I was in a place, it was about 3 weeks ago, and a comment came up about a gentleman had a collection to sell, and we were talking, and he made a comment. He said, well, I don't know if I'm going to Smith and Wesson, heaven or hell. Whew. There was four of us there. And I was not in the presence of what you would call Christians. But I said, well, it's not. I said, you have a choice. I said, it's your destiny. It's your choice whether you go to heaven or hell. And I said, if you accept the Lord Jesus Christ, you will go to heaven. And one of the guys sat in the desk. He said, oh, no, it's all a matter of what you think. No, it's not. It's what you believe, what you trust, what you confess. The Scripture says we confess with our mouth unto salvation. But it's with our heart. It's with our heart that we believe. That believe is trust. I can have mind knowledge. I can have mind knowledge, and it doesn't mean a whole lot. But we need to experience the Lord Jesus Christ. Romans chapter 4, the last few verses there, talks about Abraham. Abraham, what? He believed God. He did not look at his own circumstances. He said, being not concerned with his own body, he wasn't concerned, nor his wife's body his wife Sarah's, his wife, they were both, he was what, about 99 years of age, and she was past childbearing, but he said, being strong in faith, he trusted God. He was fully, I like that, well, fully, not partially, but he was fully persuaded that he was, what God had promised, he was also able to perform it. And for that reason, because he believed it was imputed unto him as righteousness, right standing before God. He moved into a realm, that we all need to move into. We need to walk in that realm of righteousness, right standing with God the Father, by trusting His Word, believing His Word, thinking that Word, speaking that Word, praying that Word, reaching out, talking to people, in our homes, in our neighborhood, where we work. We have a relationship. The Lord God, you know, when we leave here, we don't leave the Spirit of God here. He goes with us. He's with me at work, at play, whatever I'm doing, He is there. And He is constantly reminding me that I need to shut my mouth sometimes. But He's also telling me when I need to open it up and speak. But I don't speak. I don't speak what I may be thinking about the situation. But if there's sin there, I am to confront that sin. But I am to do it in a loving, truthful nature. They may not receive it because they do not know that love. But the truth will work. God's work will not come to back to Him void. It will. He's bringing. We're all heirs. We're all filled with His goodness. We need to show it. We need to shout it. I will warn you though. If you shout at Walmart, they're probably calling security guards on you or have funny looks at you. Or if you, if you just tell someone, you know, have a blessed day, they may give you a frown. But you never know. And we are to be ambassadors of Christ. But I like to say it another way. We are to be disciples of Christ. And we had a pastor taught 2 or 3 years ago on discipleship. And one thing I don't think we ever brought up, that everywhere a disciple went, he spoke the truth, he healed the sick, and he preached the word. Everywhere. Not just half-heartedly, or just at when he felt like it. But he was instant in season, constantly. We need to be aware of that. And the only way that I can be aware of that is to be conscious that the Holy Spirit lives in me. And that Spirit is the Spirit of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. Going back to Romans. Now let's get into chapter 5. It said, therefore, that it was imputed unto him for righteousness, but also for those who would believe in God. It's imputed. We are imputed. We are called the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And therefore, Romans 5:1, being justified. Now that word justified does not mean that I am perfect. I used to think I was perfect. And people would say, yeah, you are. You know? And I knew they were fibbing just as much as I was. But being justified means we are judged according to the blood of Jesus Christ and according to our confession. In our belief. I like what Sister Diane spoke a few years ago about what we think, what we say is what we become. And what we think and what we say, and it's true. Out of the abundance of my heart, the mouth speaketh. Now sometimes things come out of my heart that are not quite right. But you know, the Lord's teaching, still teaching me that don't worry about what I did yesterday, my mistakes of yesterday. Because He's also said His grace is sufficient. His peace is more than enough for that. But what I've done yesterday, my mistakes of yesterday, He's forgotten. Whew. But I haven't. But I can learn from that. And I'm not going to worry about mistakes tomorrow. It's the day that I am concerned with. Because I don't have tomorrow. I can't do nothing about yesterday. But this day, this hour. And I... every morning, when I talk to the Lord, speak to the Lord, I'm learning that I cannot start my day without having a conversation. But mostly I'm listening. We need to listen. I need to listen. He's like a father who's instructing me. The Scripture tells me the Spirit of truth will instruct me in all things. But I have to be quiet. I need some quiet time. And I don't like to get up early since I retired. Guess what? 5 o'clock, get aboard it. Whew. The Spirit comes knocking on my head. I wake up. It does. About 5 o'clock to 5:30, I can rely on that. But I am beginning to enjoy it more and more. Because that's when the Spirit begins to speak. The Word begins to come alive. Now this Bible, this Bible is dead. The Word in here is dead until I become a doer of the Word. In Romans chapter 3 it says, it's not hearers of the law that are just, but doers of the law that are just. In Scripture, in the New Testament it says, hearers of the Word. Be not a hearer of the Word, but be a doer of the Word. That doer of the Word, you're giving life. Or Jesus Christ is giving life to that Word, perhaps in someone else's heart, someone else's life, that they need to hear. We are to edify one another. Build one another up. It may just be a phone call. It may be a have a blessed day. It may be it may be just giving someone a cup of coffee, buying someone a cup of coffee. Amen. But it's amazing. We talk about works of faith. Works of faith. To me, the greatest work of faith that we can do is to read God's Word. It's also a work of righteousness. Righteousness, right standing with God, means we do things that are pleasing to Him. And things that are pleasing to Him we can find in the Word of God. Read, study the Word. Because we're learning of Him, and we're to work out our own salvation with what? Fear and... 2 Timothy, it tells us, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. And I don't like some of these words, but there's a... for doctrine or teaching. It's all good for teaching. And it may be rebuff you, reproof. It may be correction. But I like what it says, instruction in righteousness. This Word tells anyone that reads it and receives it. Because we also have to receive it and accept it as truth. It is truth. It's the only truth that we can rely on. It tells us in Colossians, I believe that's... as we have received Christ, so walk ye in Him. Walk you. To me, it says, walk me. I have to walk in Him. Now, that may sound strange. It does, really. How can I walk in Jesus Christ when He's in me? I walk in Him by doing His Word. Jesus said, John 14, verse 21, I think. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he is he that loveth me. And he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and I will manifest myself to him. Glory. Think about that. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to manifest himself to you. To each and every one who calls upon his name. And he will, and he does do it. And then there was one of the disciples who said, Judas, not Iscariot, asked him, but Lord, how can you manifest himself to us and not to the world? And not to the world. That's true. When you manifest something, you reveal it. It's open for all to see. And he said, Jesus said, he that loveth me will be loved of my Father, and he will love, and we will come and make our abode with him. Think about that. Think about that. You ever look in a mirror and wonder why God chose you? I look in that, I wonder, I said, oh, I really wonder. And the Lord, it's very simple. Because I love you. The Scripture tells us that we are not born of blood. We are not born of the flesh, nor the will of man, but of the will of God. Every person here that accepts the Lord Jesus Christ as a personal Savior and is listening by phone, if you have received, accepted the Lord Jesus Christ, you were called because God loves you. There's no way around it. And also, he abides in you. He lives in you. If we dwelleth in him and he dwelleth in us, we can ask what we will according to his word, according to his will. We also, going back to Romans chapter 5, verse 1, being justified by faith, we have peace with God our Father, by whom also we have access, Jesus Christ, we have access to the grace wherein we stand, and we glory in the hope of God. Hallelujah. We do. We can rejoice in that. Glory in the hope of God. Because faith, hope, and charity, that's all that's left when we stand before God. It tells us that. But also it says, but we also rejoice in tribulation. I don't want to hear that word. But we rejoice. We can joy. We can have peace in that tribulation because tribulation worketh what? Patience. Ooh, I like that word, patience. Years ago, I was in a singles group, and we were sitting around the group, and one of the individuals there was saying, she said, yes, and I prayed for patience, and I told the Lord, I want it right now. I slapped her knee, and she said, and all of a sudden, she started laughing. And she said, then I realized, that's not patience. But she did do something else in that. In that instant, when she did that, when she realized what she was doing, patience worketh experience. Experience is what each and every one of us should desire. We should look for that blessed assurance. Jesus is mine. When we experience God for ourselves, we have experienced salvation. That brings about a change. But when we really begin to believe, when I begin to believe and trust with my heart, I look beyond my circumstances, what's happening in my life, what's happening in my body, and I begin to lean and trust and rely on God's Word, there's a deeper change. There's a more, actually, the Word says being perfected means I'm maturing in Christ. Now you'd think, at my young age, I would know everything. But the younger I become, the less I understand. Now, that may sound like a contradiction, but the Scripture tells us we to have full understanding of the mysteries of Christ. We will. I will. I think you will too. I know it when I see Christ, but now there are mysteries and things He desires for us to know. And He teaches us that by His experience, by experiencing Him, by going through things in this walk, that purifies us. It's a pulling. We are cleaned. We are cleansed by the Word of God. And the Word of God is Jesus Christ. We live by the Word, who is the living Word, Jesus Christ. And He dwells in us, the living Word. We have everything we need in us to accomplish His mission as long as we will yield to that, walk in it, trust in it, shout about it, tell people about it, and let that love shine through. A couple of weeks ago, the Lord gave me that message about love. That was a taboo. That was a powerful, to me, that was powerful. Love, L, life and liberty. He is our life. He is our liberty. Freedom from sin, death, and hell. We have His life. His life is what? As you have received, so walk you in Him. We have received His love. Are we walking in love? Are we walking in His grace towards other people? Are we showing that we are peace, we are peaceable with other people, walking in love, grace, peace, mercy, faithfulness, truthfulness, all of those attributes. If you want to look at love, look at the gifts of the Spirit, or actually the fruit of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith is in that. He has given us everything that we need. All we have to do is to obey it. Be obedient children. Submit our bodies. You know, just submit our eyes to read the Word. Submit our mouth to speak His Word to our family, to our neighbors. I have one neighbor now that won't even come near me because I've witnessed to him too much. I'm serious. He'll wave at me as I go by. And the last time I spoke to him, I love that brother. I mean, I tell you, I don't believe a word he says. I don't. I'm being honest, because he'll say one thing one day, and next day he'll say something else. But he's amazing. But I asked him the last time I talked with him. He's still alive. But the last time I spoke with him, I said, "Hey, now you've got time to come to church with me on Sunday morning. Go worship the Lord." He just sort of got in his vehicle and left. Didn't say a word. So when he sees me, he lives right next door to me. So if he's in the yard and I pull in, he'll quick go in the house. Sometimes I think I'm going to sneak up on him someday, but I won't do that. That's cruel. But, you know, and I've had thoughts about him. When I say I don't believe a word he says, now, that's probably not spiritual, but it's the truth. He may not believe what I say. But he did tell me once that he thanked me for praying for him. So that, I don't know what's going to happen. You know, but it's not me, the Lord's really done a work in my heart. It's not for me to worry about what God is doing. It's for me to plant a seed or to water the seed, and God will give the increase, walk on and drop it. You know, and there are those that it just, but I want to get back to this relationship. It's very important that we maintain, and I say we, I'm talking to everyone here and on the phone, we maintain a personal daily relationship. It is healthy to our bodies. It's more than healthy to our spirit. It builds up ourselves. It builds up that spirit that we can reach out to others. And that love, the life and liberty in the L, okay, and O, that love is overwhelming, overcoming. But in John, 1 John chapter 5, verse 3, it says something about this is the love of God, that you keep my commandments. And also it goes on and says, and they that keep my commandments, who are overcome the world? Because it's that love that overcomes, is that helps us to overcome. The love of God through us and in us will overcome any obstacle that we face. That's the only way we're going to overcome. It says, Scripture in Revelation says, we are overcomers by the word of our testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. That testimony is keeping His commandments. We're walking in that love. And it is victorious. We have victory in Jesus Christ. I don't care what you're going through or what, you know, where you're at. Trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and He will deliver you. He may not. And He probably won't do it the way you want. I've asked Him to do a lot of things. Some things He's done. But I believe He's going to answer every prayer. Because the prayers are stored up in heaven right now. But anyway, He may not do it the way you want, when you want it, how you want it. But He will do it. He will accomplish it according to His will for your life. Because He does love you. He loves you beyond comprehension. And there are times when His presence is so real, I start to shake. I was shaking when I came in this morning. I thought it was because of the cold, but it wasn't. And they sang a couple of songs. It sort of stirred me up a little bit. But we have victory in Jesus. We have that blessed assurance. We can trust Him. We do trust Him. And we do it by choice. But His choice, a righteous choice. Anything we do according to this word is a righteous act. If we choose to serve Him, He calls us. And we choose to answer that call. If He sends us into just go speak to someone. Go speak to them. He has sent me to people's houses I did not know. And it's amazing what's happened. But the Lord, and I talked to a CEO of a large company a while back. I was driving by his business. The Lord said, go speak to him. And I do not know why, because he is a Christian brother. But I spoke to him. We had a nice conversation. I don't know why. Was it just the Lord teaching me something? To trust Him again? Because everywhere He sends me, He has prepared a way. He has went before me. Before I came into this congregation here, I drove by many times. Probably 5 or 6 times. The Lord said, you need to go there. I said, well, yeah, you know. Yeah, New Joy Fellowship. Yeah, I'll go there. You know, finally I came in. You haven't got rid of me yet, have you? Just be willing to listen and maintain that personal relationship by reading God's Word, praying God's Word, speaking God's Word, meditating in that Word. And be mindful when you're driving. You know, you can talk to God when you're driving. You can speak to God when you're in the grocery store. You can talk to Him anytime, any place, anywhere, any way that you desire. Or that He desires, and He will prompt you. He will prompt you. Listen to that Spirit. God is alive. He lives in us by His Spirit. We are His children. And if our heaven, our earthly fathers can give us good gifts, how much more will He give us? He has given us love, compassion, patience. Oh, He has given us faithfulness. All he desires from us is to believe, trust, and obey. There's a song, Trust and Obey, for there's no other way. If you trust the Lord, if you trust the Lord Jesus Christ, give God the Father for everything that He's done. No matter what you need, He will supply that need. He will supply all you need by His riches in Christ's glory. And in Christ's glory, what is it? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, it goes on. It's infinite. The Lord wants you to walk in your own experience. No one can live my experience for me except me. No one can walk in Pastor Forney's shoes but him. No one can walk in Virgil's shoes but him. No one can walk in Cecil's shoes but him. Sister Diane. It goes on and on. It's every individual. It's your individual choice. It is a relationship, a personal, close relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ that He wants, and He's willing. He's made it possible. He has given you the power to walk in His Word, to trust in Him. He's given you His Spirit to empower you. He's given you His Word to teach you, to train you. I taught flying for a while. And talk about experience. How many of you would get into a car with a teenager that's never driven, get in the back seat, give her the keys, or give them the keys, say, go, and trust them? How many, you know, we're on a road. It says, wide is the path, and narrow is the way. Broad is the gate, and straight is the gate. What road are you going to travel? What road are we traveling? I believe the Lord has spoke to me this year. It's time for me to wake up. I am His body. I am to do what He wants me to do. I will do it. I'm going to fail, but I'm not going to worry about my failures or my disappointments. I ask the Lord to forgive me, to give me strength. This body is weak, but the Spirit is getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And that's all that really matters to me. The Spirit of God that's in me, teaching me, carrying me, sustaining me, healing me, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. I'm at peace. I'm at perfect peace right now. Lord, take me home, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. If I drop dead now, don't worry about it. I'm gone. You can have this old body. You can burn it, whatever you want to do with it. But that's. I am at perfect peace. Heavenly Father, we just thank You for Your presence this morning. Father, we thank You for Your truth. Father, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You for the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, who went to the cross, who redeemed each and every one that calls upon Your name, Father. We trust You, believe You. Father, we know that as we leave this building, that Your presence will go with us. You will remind us on a daily basis, Father, that we are Your children, that we belong to You. We were purchased with a price, and we thank You for that, Lord. And we thank You for Your wisdom. And Father, we thank You Father, we pray for each and every one right here, Father, that You would grant them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of You. Father, we pray that. We ask for that to happen. Father, we believe it will happen. Father, that will become revelation knowledge and a wisdom that goes beyond their understanding. Father, that we can not rely upon the philosophies of man or the rudiments of this world, but we trust in You, Father. Trust in Your Word. Trust in Your presence, Father. We give You thank and praise in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Thank You, Father. Amen. Thank You, Father. Amazing grace. How sweet the sound.
Isaiah 43 says, forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the desert and streams in the wasteland. The wild animals honor me, the jackals and the owls, because I provide water in the desert and streams in the wasteland to give drink to my people, my chosen, the people I formed for myself, that they may proclaim my praise. Amen. So we're in, the ninth day of January 2022. We're still in a time of consecration. So what we've been doing is resetting. It's almost like, you know how it is. You've driven your vehicle. You hit some potholes. And now all of a sudden, it's not driving straight anymore. You've knocked the balance out of your tires, and it's not as smooth as it was before. Wouldn't be wise to keep driving it that way, would it? Because if you do, you will damage your tires. And it's going to cost you more on the back end than it would if you would simply just go and get those tires balanced, rotate it, and get that alignment done. Amen. When we talk about consecrating and resetting at the beginning of the year, it's talking about us getting refocused on who we are, whose we are, who we belong to, and His purposes for our lives. Listen, I asked you on last week, don't you dare start setting any goals until you and I have consecrated ourselves and reminded ourselves that we belong to Him. And then let Him speak into us what He wants to do in this season. Listen, God has a plan for your life, a plan for my life, and Him calling us to Himself and showing His love to us says that I've got something that I want to do through you and with you. The only way we can do that is when we are fully surrendered to Him. That is where that personal relationship comes in. He begins to speak to you and to me and give us directions about what He wants to do with us and the gifts that He has placed inside of us. But it requires that we slow down long enough so that He can speak. It requires that we repent. Amen. Of some things that we need to repent of. Amen. Brother David, as he was talking, he said he's justified, but he ain't perfect. Amen. And just like him, we are justified, but we're not perfect. What that means is that there have been some stumbles along the way. And here's the good news, that when you and I stumble, he says, don't stay down, get back up and acknowledge the stumble. That means that we repent and we receive from him his forgiveness. We receive from him his cleansing. We receive from him the washing that he provides. And then he takes us and he sets us on the straight path that we might walk according to his will. I'm thankful for today. This is the day that the Lord has made. I choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Yesterday has passed, but today I've been given an opportunity to honor him. I've been given an opportunity to love him, and most importantly, to present myself to him. Say, I am yours. So we're still in a time of consecration. We're still there. Throughout the course of this month, that's what we're going to be focusing on, is getting realigned, reset, and letting him speak. And that involves, yes, you spending some dedicated time in his word, seeking and hearing how he chooses to speak to you regarding his direction for your life. It requires spending some dedicated time in prayer. And so just as we talked last week about making sure that you carve out some time. Yes, we can drive in our cars and talk to God. Yes, we can talk. But I want you to carve out some time where you shut off everything else around you. You're just spending time listening to him. Pen in hand, or whatever your method of capturing what God says, because this now sets us forth to move forward in the remainder of the year. Amen. Father, we are here today. We thank you, Lord, for the word that has gone forth. It has reminded us that you have given us the power to be conformed to the image of your Son and to live out in obedience to the very word that he has given us. We thank you that, God, you do not call us and ask of us things that you don't also equip us to do. Help us to walk by faith, to believe that, God, we can do what you've said we can do. Help us to walk by faith and to believe, God, that we are who you've called us to be. You've called us to be ambassadors of the good news of Jesus Christ. Let our light shine among people, that, God, you may be glorified. Not us, but you, exalted and lifted up. Present ourselves to you today. We thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ that has cleaned us up and that has made it possible for us to be in relationship with you. We thank you, God, that you have removed our transgressions from us. We're thankful, God, that, Lord, you have made it possible for us to walk fresh and new as new creations. So by your Spirit, anoint us. Give us clarity concerning your will. Lord, we might present our bodies as living sacrifices, holy, pleasing unto you. God, we might use our voices to proclaim your truth. Use our physical strength, God, to serve others, that Jesus Christ be exalted. Our ears are open. And God, we await your instruction. In Jesus' name, the people of God said, amen. Amen. Will you just give God a big hand clap of praise for Brother David? Amen. 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 Thank you, brother. Thank you. Thank you for letting God use you to minister to us on this day.